Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to Trinivale.
Trinivale.
It's like a tap dance in my brain every time, like some little Jins Lindells just going to town on my cerebral cortex.
We should morph it from like monster truck rally to tap dance.
Trinivale.
Trinivale.
A world where one past sin can shape the future. Two half strangers can become brothers. And three random people can just decide to be triplets.
Damn right.
Today's story begins in two places. Our first setting is the lifeless city of the Periphera, where the Trinivale trio's bodies stand motionless before an enormous pulsing crystal. The second setting is within. As our brave triplets recover some semblance of consciousness, they realize that they have been trapped by Verlis inside a perfect facsimile of the one-bedroom studio apartment they all share. Will our fearless flatmates manage to eject their unwanted tenant, or will they permanently lose their lease on life? Only time will tell. And so, without further ado, let's rejoin Retrieval Team 22 and begin Chapter 16 of the Trinivale Adventure.
Woo!
Yay!
All right. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the table. I am your Dungeon Master, a.k.a. Dunkle Caldwell Tanner, and I am joined by...
Jens Lindell, one part of a triplet with a bad guy in his apartment.
Ooh, very staccato. This is good, Jen.
It was okay.
It was about the rhythm, you know? Onyx Lumiere, stealer of souls with a unicorn that rolls. That's Ooh. Right. Obsidian's got Ely's.
that's really good. And I didn't remember. I abso firm from doing the worm. Nyack of the Ranaphore. Was it good? I never know.
That's pretty good.
Beautiful.
Because I thought that number one with a mullet was perfect and I got shitted on.
I mean, here's the thing. You do these enough, you're just going to come up with one that you love, but you have to make more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're forgotten week to week. That's why I reminded everyone of number one with the mullet this week.
This is the evolution of Jake from Hard One just saying his name to saying one pretty good one and then complaining it didn't get enough credit for everything.
This is why I always did Hard One Shorefoot and nothing else.
Yeah, it's difficult. As an artist, you must put your ego aside many times.
Impossible.
Serious growth, for sure. Y'all, I know you're excited to begin this apartment adventure, but first, how about a quick recap?
Okay.
Please.
All right. When last we met, you three came face to face with a demonic demigod known as Verlis. From within his crystal prison, the chaotic titan summoned his three failed champions to fight in his stead. Onyx teamed up with a shard minion Gorlo, a.k.a. Ron of the Lake. And made quick work of their wizard. However, the tides of battle shifted quickly when Verlis used his psychic abilities to trap Jins in a prison of his own past memories, forcing him to relive the day he pricked the Prince of Illavas over and over.
Whoa.
Pelted by a never-ending wave of elven star bananas,
ow,
Jinns nearly gave in to despair. But at the last moment, he remembered the truth of this memory and was saved by Onyx disguised as an elven soldier.
You're welcome.
My triplet sister.
One heart. Very unstable. Biologically unstable.
Frustrated with Jin's mental fortitude, Verlis then laid a mind trap for Nyack, who was transported back to his first day in Vaenilar. Meanwhile, in the real world, Jinns and Onyx continued to battle the shard minions using a combo of irresistible dancing and soul-stealing terrariums.
This is actually quite accurate, yeah.
Eventually, Nyack remembered Jinns coming to rescue him from his city gorilla assailants and was able to break free from his memory prison as well. Verlis retorted by trapping Onyx in her recollections of the day she killed the gnomish queen. Hmm. Luckily, Onyx was once more able to fight against his chaotic influence and remembered Jinns and Nyack coming to her rescue. The gang then fought back against Verlis's mental warfare by exposing him for the idea-stealing boomer that he really is.
A villain we can all fucking hate.
You three then dealt the finishing blow to his self-esteem by declaring that Ron memes were over.
Mm.
As the cracks in his crystal prison deepened, the demigod retaliated with a final psychic attack. And that's where we are now. Somehow, Verlis has trapped you in a perfect mental replica of Jin's studio apartment in Vaenilar. The room is just as you left it. On the couch, you see a nest of pastel clothing and miniature Heelys. Nearby, a flashy purple curtain separates a small bed from the rest of the house.
It's a really small bed. A twin. Not extra long, either.
Twin at best.
We are triplets, but we have a twin.
Outside on the balcony, a hammock sways gently in the breeze.
I sleep under that.
After a moment, you hear a knocking at the door. Hello? Hello, Mr. Lindell, are you in there?
Nyack, somebody's at the door.
Mr. Lindell, are you there? Mr. Lindell, answer the door, please.
All right. I go up to the door and I look through the eye hole.
Through the eye hole, you see Draco Sierpinski, your dragonborn landlord.
Oh, God.
He's wearing a bright red tracksuit and a fancy golden watch, which shines in the sun as he knocks repeatedly on your door. I see you see me. I see you see me. Let me in.
Yes. Here's the thing about the rent. As you all know, there is a sleeping god, and, you know, the world is in kind of a tough spot. So if I could have till, let's say, the 20th of...
Next year.
Next month.
Oh, next month. Yeah, that's good too.
He knocks so hard that his fist goes through the door and he reaches inside and unlocks it and lets himself in.
Well, you're going to have to fix that because technically I don't own this. So you've just damaged your own property. This is...
You think I do not know this? This is serious business. This is not even about rent, Jinns Lindell. You have 2 to 3 other roommates you do not tell me about. What I say about roommates, huh?
You said that I could have one roommate, and instead I have a robot and 4 other roommates.
Technically, I'm a roofmate.
You tell me time and time again, I have no friends, I have no lovers, I am alone, I am all alone. But now I see, yes, all these people. You have the robot, I see little gnomish man come and go sometimes, I see a moon woman, and I see jungle boy on the roof. Who are all these people? They should be paying rent too. This is not the terms of our agreement, Jinns.
I'm sorry, Mr. Landlord, am I not allowed to have parties in my little apartment?
No, you can have party, Jinns Lindell. But when party does not leave, that is violating tenants' agreement.
Here's the thing you need to understand. I am a sword dancer, and when you are a lord of the dance, the party never ends.
Nyack starts flossing on the roof.
I try to impress him with a beautiful ribbon dance.
No, stop it. The ribbon, it's hitting my face. Get the ribbon out of my face.
Yes.
He swats at the ribbon and tries to get rid of it. Gah. This is not terms of our agreement. If all these people live here,
then you don't pay rent. You pay triple rent, okay?
Well, it's the same amount of space, so...
All right, that's it. I'm throwing you out!
Draco lunges towards you, but at the last moment... a crystal blade juts through his sternum.
Triple rent!
That's actually a big help for you to kill our landlord.
Overkill, though.
We could have worked it out.
I think we could have talked him down. He was starting at 3 times the rent, but... Fine, we'll pay 2 times. Get up, man.
You know,
shit.
We can meet in the middle.
Oh my god.
As he falls to the ground, you see the culprit standing before you. His cracked face now stained with blood.
You see? Even in this memory, you're all working together to triumph over uncertainty. It's beautiful. With you on my side, I'd be unstoppable. This is the light I was trying to cultivate. And if you can't see that, then I'm afraid I have no choice but to snuff it out.
Yes, we totally see how cool we are and how good we work together. But what do you do?
Honestly, if you can't figure that out, then I don't want you on Team Verlis.
Okay.
Cool. Let us out.
I don't want to be on anything that has, like, a matching t-shirt poorly printed.
Can you, like, revive our landlord and just, like, put him in one of your weird memory things? I mean, I don't like him,
We're done talking about this! If you can't hack it in the room, then you deserve to die in the room!
As Verlis laughs, his body begins to melt. Slowly, his form seeps into the floor of your apartment, merging with the wood until it's gone.
That's not going to come out, is it?
You're still in initiative. Onyx, it is your turn. But before you go, why don't you all take a look at this map I'm sending over on the Discord?
Ooh.
Ooh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's our studio apartment.
Yeah, there it is.
It looks really nice.
It's nice for one person, maybe.
Mm.
Knowing that Onyx sleeps on a love seat makes me really worried for her posture.
How's that lumbar?
She's a sloucher for sure.
So, okay, where is... Verlis is in the... Verlis sunk into the floorboards?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm looking at this map. I know I have my wish, BB, but I don't... think I want to. I'm kind of saving that for like a free revivify someday, so I will not. So he was not in a crystal. He was just was. Did we see him in like a humanoid form?
Yes.
I am going to query soul. I'm going to ask the soul that's in my terrarium.
Hell yeah.
And this is like you ask a soul a question, no action required, and receive a brief telepathic answer which you can understand regardless of the language used. The soul knows only what it knew in its life, but it must answer you truthfully and to the best of its ability. The answer is no more than a sentence or two, and it might be cryptic. I took the soul of the... Which soul did I take? It was the...
The hand.
The hands.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, hand. How might Verlis sink into the floorboards? What spell or ability... would cause Verlis to sink into the floorboards?
You see the hand still dancing in their little terrarium.
By the way, there's a castle if you want to be the king. Beautiful.
They think for a moment, and then they respond. But the more they speak, the clearer it becomes. And they say,
Verlis has control of your mind. They are not in the floorboards. They have merely made it appear so. You must dispel their illusions. They hide, but they can be seen.
Okay.
Check this out.
They start dancing.
That's really good. You're a really good dancer. That's really good. Very jaunty. I think I'm going to... That's really good information. I pass that along, and then I'm just going to try to hit the floorboards.
Okay.
Does a 20 hit?
A 20, yes, does hit the floorboards.
Okay, I attack the floorboards with my first attack.
Did he say to 13. Attack the floorboards that he's in the floor?
How's this for an illusion, you piece of shit?
Are we supposed to like look around to see if anything's different or something?
I have another attack. I will attack the refrigerator next.
Wait, the refrigerator I think is normal.
Leave the sink for me.
I got 11 damage on the floorboards. Now I'm going to go attack the fridge.
What?
You smash into the floorboards, revealing a small hole within which you see a weird stash of elven pornography.
What? Nyack?
It is mine. It's mine.
There is a hollowness in your eyes when you say that, Nyack.
He's ashamed.
I am so ashamed. More than you'll know, brother. More than you could know.
And then I attack the fridge. I got a 30.
More elven pornography falls out of the freezer. Nyack.
Also mine. I hide it everywhere. What can I say?
If a 30 hits the fridge, I do 12 damage to the fridge.
You fuck up your fridge.
I gotta be honest. I've never gotten to attack furniture really before, and this is kind of fun. So I just wanted to go for it.
What's the HP on the fridge?
Everyone else.
Like, is that a Bosch, or is that like a Fisher Paykel?
It is absolutely a low-end fridge. When you hit it, so much ice just shoots out of the ice maker on the front, which is funny because that's never worked before.
Yeah, it hasn't worked. You fixed it, Onyx. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As you hit this fridge and the ice spills everywhere, causing you to slip on the floor, and as you fall, you hear Verlis whisper in your mind. Guess again.
He didn't seem to think I was absolutely off base by attacking the furniture, just so everyone knows.
I think we need to attack specific things, Onyx.
I did. I attacked the floor. I attacked the fridge.
That's true.
I am confused what I did wrong.
When you say attack the furniture, you see the little hand in your terrarium gives you a thumbs up.
I got a thumbs up from the hand.
So you used your action to destroy your fridge and put a hole in the floor.
Yeah, I destroyed the fridge and the floorboard. I will say to anyone else, I am looking at this map and there is a mirror on there that seems like where bad guys hide, but
nefarious.
I was a bit impulsive and attacked the first thing I saw.
Okay.
That brings us to Nyack's turn.
I think I might cast Spike Growth.
Oh, interesting.
In case he's stuck in the floorboards somewhere, I'm going to try to get Spike.
He's not in the floorboards.
Nyack, I did just fuck up the floor.
I'm going to do Spike Growth under the floor, but right where the mirror is. Ooh. Okay?
Okay, yeah. You cast Spike Growth. You hear Verlis go, "You could have gotten in on the ground floor of Verlis Incorporated."
I feel like he's really telling us to go after the floor.
So you cast Spike Growth. You see these big vines shoot up out of the floor. You see several pornos attached to the thorns of the vines.
Mine, mine, mine. That one's also mine.
Yes.
Again, that hollow look in your eyes.
They're all mine.
Yeah, you see long-eared lads and sylvan sweeties.
I'm surprised that I collected so much. What can I say?
Nyack, you're into the vintage stuff.
Yes,
interesting.
Brother.
That's fine.
If anyone finds right? something with gnomes, I wouldn't mind taking a break.
Does that spell do damage?
Yes.
Yeah. Only if they move, right?
Yes.
That's not smart.
He's not like crawling around the fucking floorboards like a goddamn bad guy in Home Alone.
I thought he was going to get brought up by spikes under the floor.
It's a fucking mirage, guys. He's just a fucking ghost who's in this apartment somewhere.
Yeah, so the ground in a 20-foot radius centered on a point within range twists and sprouts hard spikes and thorns. The area becomes difficult terrain for the duration.
Do you say and thorns or and porns?
Porny thorns.
Porns and thorns.
Yeah, it is covered in thornography now. But it doesn't actually do damage to anything?
Oh, no, they take a D4, 2D4 piercing damage for every 5 feet they travel.
Of movement.
So again, I guess I'll say because you're making the thorns jut up from the ground that the mirror will be tossed into the air and then it will take damage?
The mirror will take damage.
How much damage?
5 damage on that mirror.
5 damage. One second. You see the mirror fly up into the air and then land in this bramble of thorns. It gets scraped up a little bit, but the mirror is still intact.
Okay, well, keep in mind, if the dresser or the bed moves into that area, they're going to take damage okay. too.
You see him thinking about it. You see the dresser is like, my brother, the mirror, I must come to your aid.
I too know what it's like to have a brother.
Did Nyack temporarily think that he lived in a Beauty and the Beast apartment where all of the furniture was real?
I think so.
Awesome. Jens, that's your turn. How do you fuck up the apartment?
I'm going to do like an investigation check or something. Open cabinets, look in the mirror.
You don't have to act like, I mean, I talked to his guy, you know, like I did do my thing.
Right. I do a walk around the apartment and I guess don't get close enough to the mirror to hit the thorns, but jump up on my bed and I guess angle my head to look into the mirror.
Okay. So you're going towards the bedroom.
Yeah, I assume we're in like the front door, right?
Yes.
So I'm just going to kind of scan the rooms. I'm going to look at the kitchen on my right and look into the living room on my left. Give a cursory glance to the bathroom, but really the mirror is my focus.
So you're going to the mirror. So this apartment for our listeners at home is basically divided into four quadrants. If you look at it like a blueprint, the kitchen is in the upper right. Bathroom is in the upper left, bedroom is in the lower left, and the living room and balcony are on the lower right. So, Jens, you are walking into the bedroom, but you're near the door to the toilet. Great. Why don't you give me a investigation check?
Okay. Don't have great investigation, but let's see. Oh, baby, that's a dirty 20.
Fuck yeah. So, with the dirty 20, you scan this area, you look in the mirror, you don't see any fractal resonance, no like polygonal residue that might indicate that Verlis was here. You don't feel like Verlis is anywhere in the bedroom right now, but with a 20, I'll allow you to ask one question about where you think he might be in the apartment.
Great. I have a sneaking suspicion that this dirty brat is in the bathroom.
Interesting. I was leaning towards the TV, but go for it.
He is not in the bathroom.
Okay.
With that 20, you do like a super wide lunge from where you were before into the bathroom, and you don't see anything in there.
Can I still do an action?
Yeah.
Sweet. I will take Onyx's advice, and I'm going to cast Dispel Magic on the TV.
Ooh. Okay. You cast that spell. You fire off a bolt of disarming magic at the TV. It flickers on for a moment, and at first, the program that comes on seems normal. It's like a home improvement show. With like a... I was going more HGTV, but no, I like that more. You see,
it's Tim Allen's Home Improvement, I assume.
You see Al Borland on screen, but then he warps slowly into Cristal Borland.
Whoa.
I actually do not know who this is referencing.
Fallout Boy and Home Improvement.
Great refs.
Two blind
so
spots.
So current.
I have many blind spots when it comes to cultural milestones.
I don't know if I'd call Home Improvement a
if
milestone.
If you like Blink-182 and TGIF, fucking get at me.
So you do see Cristal Borland on the screen, and you see, you stare into his eyes, and you see the crystal pattern on his eyes tries to hypnotize you and bring you in. But with this dispel magic, the TV shorts out and falls over and does shatter.
Whoa.
It seems like Verlis had enchanted the TV to do something, but you effectively disarmed it.
Okay, so that was a weapon, but not Verlis. The search continues.
The search continues, but now it is Verlis's turn to act.
I'm going to give a bonus action Bardic Inspiration to Onyx.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
That was a good idea, the TV thing. I throw up a little as I say this. I'm sorry I was rude and I devalued you.
I rush over to Onyx and I say, what did it feel like? His approval.
Do you remember we were talking about the light shining on you?
Yes.
It feels like I walked into the sun.
Nyack faints.
Jin, is that your turn?
Yes.
All right. Now, as a legendary action, I'm going to go ahead and have Verlis use their Psychic Shard ability. Does a 18 hit?
I'm going to use Shield.
Nice. You block that attack. You see these like psychic shards appear all around you and start but you're able to block them with a shield very quickly.
I'm protected by my thornography. Except it's Nyack's thornography.
My thornography, brother.
Just a hurricane of pornos.
I apologize.
Swirling around you majestically.
These are vintage from the original High Elven Society, so is it pornography or is it just like a collection?
It's pornography, brother.
Well, you would know
it's because mine. I'm insatiable.
It's yours, so you would know.
All right, and that brings us to Verlis's turn. Once again, you hear him whispering in your mind.
Nice work, Jinz. Such a patron of the arts. I must say, you were so close when you guessed the TV.
And then you see the couch jumps up and down and starts like shimmying to face you. It kind of like whoop, 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 hops towards you, Jinz, and its cushions tilt into a big face, and it opens its mouth wide, and it spews spare change at you.
Oh, no.
Hey, maybe there's some rent in there.
Yes, I could use the money.
Verlis can only do this once for the entire session. I'm going to roll a D100 to see how much change is in the couch.
Whoa.
Okay.
And you will take whatever damage comes out of this. You are allowed to do a dex save. That's 18 to save.
Okay. Fuck! I rolled so bad. 12.
12. Oof. You take 54 points of coin damage.
I'm down, y'all.
Brother!
This is what you get. You had your chance. You could have been on my street team. You could have been part of my squad.
Are you still saying squad, man?
The Ron jokes, the squad references. What are we, your fam?
I'm knocked out, covered in pornography.
I don't know if he went unconscious or he just went limp after a good time.
And that brings us to Onyx.
Okay. Onyx will go over and put her healing hands on Jinz.
Oh, thank you.
Bringing him back. Pastel unicorns join all of the pornography.
Oh my god.
And you are healed by naked elven bodies and pastel unicorns. For only 11. I don't really heal that much, but I just wanted to bring you back up.
The sweetest dream.
And then that's my action, but can I still get like an object interaction?
Yes, absolutely.
I would like to rip the rug off of the floor.
Ooh, awesome.
There's a hole in the floor and he's skittering around down there.
I don't know. You never know what it might reveal.
You see him down there just like housing fried chicken.
What?
Okay, so you pull the rug up?
Yeah, because it's the closest thing to where Jinz is and I have to heal him. So
as you do that, you see the couch hops around to face you. And goes,
nice try. Olay, looks like are you a matador? What's going on? Very fun, very funny.
Why would I be a matador? Oh, because of the rug. I see. I could be a matador, although I do sympathize with the bull.
Anyways, I'm going to tap this soul in my terrarium to get some hit points, which is another thing I can do with my caged soul.
Tell you what, you mess with this bull, you're going to get the horns.
Okay, yeah. Okay, this is a bull I would not mind spearing. Come at me, bull.
You see Verlis flashes a very low-resolution meme of a big dog saying, if you mess with a bull, you get the horns.
Oh.
Like Pitbull? That's actually somewhat cute.
Yeah, it is Pitbull with horns photoshopped on him.
So I use my bonus action to get from the soul cage to steal life. As a bonus action, you can drain 2d8 hit points, and I got 12 extra hit points.
Awesome. Very cool.
So that was my bonus action. My object interaction was the rug, and then my action was healing hands on Jinz.
Cool. What do you do to this rug? You just pull it up, or do you do anything with it?
I rip it up, and I assume the posture of a matador.
Okay. All right, cool. Great. Yeah, you try to draw attention to you with the rug. Verlis, still in this couch, kind of turns his ire towards you. You see this, like, big, stupid cushion face laugh in your direction. It's like,
oh, I see. Let us tango.
And as a legendary action, you see this polygonal shimmer jump from the couch and spin around the room, and then it disappears from sight. and he is hidden somewhere else in the apartment.
God damn it.
All right, that's going to be Nyack's turn.
Okay.
Nyack attacks the couch.
Please don't.
Was Verlis holding anything that we saw?
He had a sword.
Do you have anything ranger-wise to like mark?
Yeah,
him?
I'm going to cast Locate Object on Verlis's sword.
There you go.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, it only took me one full round to find something useful to do.
So I'll say, yes, because the sword is made from the same crystal as Onyx's flail. So like you have the object there. So with Onyx's permission, I imagine you like take a look at her flail, you assess this crystal, and then you cast Locate Object.
I feel his eyes on my flail and I get shy.
Flail shy.
Oh, this? You want to see this?
How does that work specifically, Nyack?
Describe or name an object that is familiar to you. You sense the direction to the object's location as long as that object is within 1,000 feet of you. If the object is in motion, you know the direction of its movement. The spell can locate a specific object known to you as long as you've seen it up close within 30 feet at least once. Yeah. There you go.
That's so good. So, like, even in this, like, invisible form, he's essentially using a combination of teleport and alter self to hide amongst the appliances and furniture of your apartment. But the crystal is part of him, and by using Onyx's flail, you are fully able to locate where he might be in this room. So, as he leaves the couch, you cast this spell, and you instantly hone in on where he's going. You see him jump from the couch into a broken drawer in the kitchen.
Exactly where I would hide. I relay that information to my brother and my sister.
Verlis, I do not understand you. You get into battle just to hide a bunch?
You gotta play mind games.
Be careful, there's a lot of my porn in there.
There's barely any forks in here.
We use rolled up ones like chopsticks.
Okay, Nyack, is there anything else you want to do?
Yes, I'll spend a jam point and use the dodge action, which is a bonus action.
Ooh, awesome. So that means that people will have disadvantage on hitting you now.
Dope.
Ooh.
You're just slip sliding in jam?
That is good.
I've poured jam on myself. I dip my mullet in a jelly.
Beautiful. Okay, so is that your turn? Is there anything else you can do?
That's it.
Awesome. So yeah, you know that Verlis is in this broken drawer. And that brings us to Jinns.
How is everybody on health?
I'm good, because I just healed myself with my prisoner.
Okay. Nyack, what are you at?
I'm at 25. I'm not too bad.
Oh, okay. I mean, we're not in great shape, but I feel like we also got to
do
some damage.
It.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make two attacks because I'm going to use my bonus action to healing word myself. But first things first, attack the broken drawer.
Awesome.
That's 18 to hit the broken drawer.
That hits.
Great.
It feels good to smash a broken drawer, doesn't it?
I know.
It's like it sounds so annoying.
9 damage.
You don't destroy it.
Okay, second attack, 23 to hit.
That hits.
11 damage.
That does it.
Great.
You manage to fully sever this broken drawer. This drawer that every time you close it, it just slowly edges back out. You've never been able to fix it, and you just stopped trying eventually. It falls to the ground, and as it does, you see Verlis's form thrown from it. Gah, gah. Whoa, hey, ha, all right.
Whoa, you were in there? I was just frustrated.
Yeah, you found me, congratulations. I give you one last shot to join my cool club.
Eat my ass, dude.
And you can tell from the magazines that he's into that.
Don't you mean that I'm into that?
Oh, right.
I'm going to do second level healing word.
Cool. Unfortunately, since you knocked him from his hiding place, he is going to use a legendary action to take a swipe at you. Does 20 hit?
It would if I didn't shield.
Oh!
But I shielded.
You shield him as he thrusts this crystal sword into your face. And Jinns, he looks pretty terrified at this point.
Oh.
What?
He's vulnerable.
No!
You're vulnerable. You need to be in a stupid drawer, you loser.
I'm fine. I'm in your head. Oh, you're not going to get me.
We're all in our heads. We're in a fake apartment, you stupid weird ghost mind thing.
Fuck. Just listen, again, let me out, and then you can be part of Team Verlus. We're going to be...
Somebody stab this
dude. Remaking the world.
Stab him while he's not in the cabinet. Stab before he gets in a plant.
Infinite possibilities. Once the gods are dead, I can reign.
I thought you said you were good at pitching.
You'll never get away. Nyack is the greatest tracker in the studio apartment.
Nyack tries to keep his eyes on Verlus, but they're full of tears.
Jens, that was your turn?
Yeah.
Cool. So that is Verlus's turn. They are kind of backed into a corner a little bit. You could see that this is kind of a last-ditch effort on their part. They are going to, as their action, cast Twisting Words on Onyx.
Oh, I wish so much that I had a spell slot left so I could counterspell it.
I know, I use my reaction on shield.
I have reactions, but I only have 3 spells a day.
Yeah.
Verlus, after his sword struck on your shield, he kind of overcorrected and fell down. And is like,
my champion, I give you one last chance to save me from these wicked intruders. This apartment could be an entire penthouse if you so choose, if you get on board early with Team V.
And you're going to need to make a charisma saving throw.
Okay.
You got this.
I got a nat 1.
Ooh.
No!
So I definitely failed, but I have this bardic inspiration from Jens, so I am going to try to use it.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on, give me a 10. I got an 8. 18?
That's not enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was worth a try. Thank you, Jens.
No problem.
Whatever happens now, it wasn't your fault.
Finally. Welcome to Team V, Onyx.
No!
Onyx, that is your turn. You are now charmed.
Oh!
I believe if you're charmed, that means that you have to act under my control or under Verlus's control.
Okay. So, Verlus, you get to suck a little bit of creativity out of me. After all, what would you wish for me to do?
Give me a taste of what you will do to the world by fighting your brothers. I'll let you choose which one.
I will not make that choice. I cannot make that choice.
Onyx. This pathetic, smooth-faced moon man points a shaky finger at Nyack.
Sister?
And tells you to attack.
Okay.
She told us what to do in this situation.
No, brother.
He gives you a Team V t-shirt and tells you to put it on him.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Sister, I had matching t-shirts. We have better t-shirts.
That's a 19 hit.
Yes. But, I'm covered in jam, so you must roll with disadvantage.
Oh, because you took the dodge action.
Good. Oh, this is good.
That is right.
I miss.
Ha-ha!
Too slippery for you.
Awesome. Ah, good thinking. Onyx, how many spells have you done this episode? Just the one, right?
I only had one left, so yeah, so I've done one.
You've done one spell. Why don't you go ahead and roll a social sorcerer roll for me while we're here?
Okay. Almost got a nat 20, but it ended up being an 8 plus 5 is a 13.
13. 13 is a solid post. No effect. You're in the clear.
Great.
Awesome.
And then I have to take my second attack on Nyack.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Even with disadvantage, I got a 19.
It is okay, because I will berry parry.
Oh!
And I will raise my AC.
Beautiful. So you'll use your reaction to boost your AC?
Correct, yes.
Hell yeah. That is one of your jam abilities. You use your jam points, and you slip slide away and avoid getting hit. Ah, your friendship has not yet ended.
As I clutch my maul against my own will, through my clenched teeth, I whisper, "Triplets share a heart."
Our brother taught me to dance.
Oh. I'm weeping. We have to kill her.
You shame us, brother.
It's what she wanted.
You shame the family.
What?
Finally.
Why am I shaming us?
Finally.
I'm so confused.
It took all my strength, but I was able to break you. Now you're Team V. Give me your ideas. I gotta be honest, I'm in way over my head. I have no idea how to accomplish my plan.
I thought you were the idea guy.
I got as far as collect crystals and then do something with them, but I don't fucking know. That's why I got you here.
Oh, God, so we are watching a panicked CEO lose everything.
It honestly sounds like we're the idea guys.
Yes, ideally.
This is the fire festival.
You see, all right. So after Onyx swipes at Nyack, actually, Nyack, go ahead and give me another jam roll.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a 14.
14. You're totally fine. Threshold is at 4. You do see Verlis looks nervous and then transforms into this translucent crystalline form and then flies off in search of another place to hide.
Locate object, if you didn't take damage, locate object, I think, lasts, like, and you'll be able to continue tracking it, perhaps. Look at your spell.
Hell yes.
I'm pretty sure locate object works like that, though.
Concentration up to 10 minutes. Em's right.
Yeah, so locate object should still be going. It should still be pinging where he's going.
Sweet.
That's so good.
Fucking rad. So I'm going to keep on trying to find Verlis' sword.
Great. Awesome. You get an instant ping. Verlis was over by the broken drawer, but he jumps now. You watch him jump over into the toilet.
Cool. Our apartment is very, very small, but I run up the back of the couch and do an unnecessary misty flip into the bathroom, firing both my arrows at the same time. And I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark on the toilet.
Beautiful.
So that is a 26 to hit and a 24 to hit.
Both hit.
Okay. 28 damage total.
You absolutely ruin this toilet.
Nothing I haven't done before.
You fire your arrows right into cracks in the porcelain, and the toilet just explodes with a geyser of water. And you see Verlis get blown off the geyser, poof, onto the floor right in front of you.
Another minion who wishes to join Team V. Ha ha.
Team V sounds so pathetic.
You've got intern material written all over you, big guy.
Let me guess, you want me to wander around campus passing out flyers.
Street team, baby, you're going to get so much experience and so many stickers.
Experience.
Is that your turn?
That is.
Great. So I think they're going to use their corrupting laugh to try and make Onyx use an ability. So you see they shout at you, Onyx, from the bathroom. They say,
Onyx, my assistant, get in here. Freaking help me.
Okay. What happens?
So you get to make another charisma save.
Okay. I fail.
Damn.
You fail. You rush in and...
I got a 17, though.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You needed a 21, but that's pretty cool.
I know. But sometimes when you fail, like, yeah, but don't roll too bad, you still feel a little proud.
That's on the back of the Team V t-shirt.
They're cool shirts, right?
I guess.
I got an art student to make them for free.
So much unpaid labor with you.
Onyx, he points a shaky finger at Nyack and says,
that boy is not Team V material. Attack him!
And on your next turn, you will have to attack Nyack.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
And I believe that is Jinz's turn now.
Sweet. I pull out my sword.
No.
I look at Onyx with tears in my eyes.
The most heartbreaking thing about this, Jinz, is I'm going to have to pretend that you actually hurt me more than you would be able to.
I hold the sword to Onyx, and then as I go to swing, I go, oh, wait, I don't want to.
What?
That's
what Nyack was talking about. She was saying that because she's a good friend and I'm okay. No, I get it. Okay. I cast a spell magic on Onyx.
That's growth. That's growth, baby.
Bike growth and character growth.
Onyx, the fog lifts. Your mind is clear. Unfortunately, on Verlis's turn, he is going to hide again.
I'm going to use my bonus action to do an offhand attack on Verlis.
Fuck yes. You see him start to turn incorporeal as he tries to hide again. Go and roll damage.
21 to hit. Does that hit?
It does hit.
Great. 8 damage.
As you strike him with this somewhat puny blow, you see...
How dare you?
Way too much blood comes out.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck! Shit! God damn it! What the hell, dude? I'm gonna freaking sue you! I'm gonna sue you!
You're in our apartment.
You attacked me. It's on camera. Did you see? I got it on camera.
We don't have a camera.
We don't have the money for a camera. Are you kidding me?
Onyx, my champion. You were filming, right? You're always filming?
What? I look up from my phone. What?
Jinz, give me an insight check.
12.
Even with a 12, you realize after stabbing this man that all of his power comes from influence. He's just got commoner stats.
Oh my god.
But then after you stab him, he disappears again.
God damn it. Nyack, find him.
Beep, 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 beep. Do you know where he is, Nyack?
Oh yeah, Nyack is just playing hot and cold.
Yeah. All right, so Nyack, you see after being stabbed, he isn't able to make it as far, and he just hops from the toilet into the sink.
Wow, you moved so slow and left a trail of blood. I don't
Shit.
Have to use magic.
God damn it. I'm a boss. I run things, okay? This is my town.
Okay, I'm just going to take an arrow, not fire it, but just sort of plunge the sink like it's a snake.
Unfortunately, it is Verlis's turn.
Oh, of course.
And Nyack, as you follow him with your eyes to the sink, you remember waking late at night and coming downstairs from the roof to get some water. It's seeing a big, juicy cockroach climb up from the drain. And as you remember that, your greatest nightmare comes true as a plague of cockroaches emerges from the sink.
See how you like that? Yeah, that's right. You're a freaking roach.
Okay, cool. It's been great being family. I'm out. I'm going back to the rainforest. Peace.
This is your breaking point?
I'm done. I hate fucking roaches.
I'm honestly really impressed. I attacked you multiple times, but you did not turn on me. But the roaches, too far.
A bug too far.
Even worse, Nyack, you're going to need to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, God. My constitution is not good. Ooh, but that's a 16.
You also have bardic inspiration.
I do. I'm going to use it.
So far, my bardic inspiration has not helped anyone pass. Let's hope this time is different.
God damn it. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20?
God.
Succeed! Because you only needed to get an 18.
Sweet.
Oh, dope.
So you still take damage, but only half of the cockroaches bite you.
Great. Okay. God, I am. Thank you, man. I'm going to have nightmares about this, legitimately.
You take 25 points of cockroach damage.
Wow, Nyack's down.
Fuck.
Oh, God. Ooh. You see Nyack falls. It seems at first like he fell from the damage, but in reality, he just passed out from fear.
I fainted from fear.
And that is Onyx's turn. You've resisted Feralis's pull, and you are free to act.
Should I be attacking the cockroaches or the sink?
You know that the cockroaches are just a side effect. Okay. He's still in the sink.
I would like to run the garbage disposal.
It's the bathroom sink.
Oh, it's the bathroom. Okay, I'm just going to attack the bathroom sink.
Okay.
We don't have a garbage disposal in the kitchen either.
Does I 16 hit?
Yes.
Okay.
Just barely.
First attack is...
That's porcelain, baby.
A 11. Second attack, 17 hit. Yes, it does.
Just to clarify, how much damage did you do on your first attack?
First 11.
11 damage?
Yeah.
Onyx, with your first attack, you absolutely wreck this porcelain with your maul.
Yes.
And you see Verlus is thrown to the ground again.
Okay.
My champion.
Your champion still has a second attack. And then I guess I had rolled a 17. Would the 17 hit Verlus?
Unfortunately, no. He's an absolute wiener, but he's wearing beautiful plate.
Well, then, your champion took our second attack and it did jack shit.
It's you and me. It's you and me against the world. We got it. We got big ideas.
Again, you have been in a low status position for a very long time.
The V train's leaving the station. You're either in or out, baby.
The V train is getting its ass kicked.
It's derailed.
Yeah, the V train is derailed.
All right, so. With Verlus's legendary action, they realize that trying to corrupt you might be a lost cause, so they're just going to try and blindly stab you with their sword from the floor.
Ugh.
Yikes.
Get away from me!
Does a 27 hit?
No.
Wow.
Yes, it does hit me.
You take 22 points of damage.
Luckily, I have a little soul as a prisoner I can keep buffing myself with.
That's one of my guys! Give back my guy!
One of your failed champions?
We were working it out!
It's okay to sometimes just give up on people.
He was on probation!
All right, that's their turn. Nyack, that is your turn.
That's a death save. 17.
17?
My brother won't leave me down.
That's a save, baby. Unfortunately, that does give Verlus a chance to use another legendary action, and you know they're going to hide again.
And locate object is gone now.
That's true. Shit.
Wow.
You see they become immaterial. You see this distortion of polygons in the air as they disintegrate and merge with another object in your apartment. Jinz, that's your turn.
I am going to bonus action healing word. Nyack.
Oh.
I am out of first level spells, so I'm going to do second level. Oh my god, terrible. You get a big 6 HP.
Thank you, brother. You honor me.
Brings you back. Then I guess I'll do an investigation to try to see where he could have gone. I'll look for the trail of blood.
Yeah, roll an investigation.
Okay. Nat 20.
Yeah!
Oh,
the second Nat 20. Jens is big day. Jens is all 10s yeah. that add up to 20s.
Nice.
That's so good. With the Nat 20, you see he became immaterial, but he was dripping blood. And you see the blood trail leading right towards the shower.
I go ape shit on the shower. Like when I have my weeping breakdowns and I smash into the glass wall, but this time I'm actually trying to break it.
Do you do the leftovers punch?
Yes.
Like in the ad for the leftovers?
Fuck, I'm so buff and emotional.
Hell yeah. All right. Yeah, roll some damage.
Sweet. I'll make attacks. 16 to hit the shower.
That misses.
Oh, God.
God damn it. 19 to hit the shower.
19 does hit.
12 damage to the shower.
The shower still stands.
God damn it. That's all I can do. I can't do a third attack. I use my bonus action.
Jinz, that was your turn?
Yes.
Cool. Luckily, Verlus is out of legendary actions, so there's nothing he can do on that front. But unfortunately, it is his turn proper. You see this laughter emanates from the shower head. It kind of warps into a smile, into a metal smile.
It's time for this filthy boy to get clean.
And they are going to use steam breath on you.
Yikes.
I'm going to need you to make a DC 18 dex save.
21.
Ooh.
Awesome, you save. This is still going to be a shit ton of damage, though.
Great, I'm going to go down.
I have no way to bring up. Nyack, are you up?
I'm up. I can bring him up.
Oh, thank the crystals. The good ones, not the mean ones.
You take 33 points of damage from the shower head.
Cool. I am down.
You remember Draco Sierpinski saying, "It's supposed to be hot. What is wrong with it? It is supposed to be hot." As you fall. You complain because shower is too hot? Makes no sense.
You need to not have the water heater on very hot. It's dangerous. You need to put it at the regular one, or at least A or B.
It's good. It exfoliates. You like it. So that is Verlis's turn. They have no more legendary actions yet. Onyx, that's you.
Yes, okay.
You know where they are.
I will attack the shower. I am going to do my bonus action to give myself advantage.
Great.
I am down to but one more use of my prisoner. Oh, I didn't get it.
God damn it.
Well, actually, does a 13 hit the shower?
A 13 does not hit the shower.
Okay, I take my second attack. Does a 21 hit the shower?
A 21 hits the shower. Woo!
Okay.
Y'all cannot total party kill here. It would be the most embarrassing.
I do 13 damage to the shower.
Onyx, finish this shower.
How do I want to finish the shower? I would like to whip my hair around so I create a huge, like, hairball.
Yeah.
And I would like to clog the drain with it.
Oh.
You see the drain clogging and you hear Verlis's voice go, wah, 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 wah.
Choke on hair, dick.
And then, like spaghetti, he is ejected from the shower head and then reforms on the ground. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. And he's going to wildly take another stab at you.
Okay. I'm doing okay for hit points.
That's going to hit. That's a 28.
Okay.
You take 16 points of damage from this flailing sword.
Okay. This is fine to me.
She attacked me. She attacked me. You all saw it.
Who are you speaking to?
I was a shower. I was taking a shower. She's a pervert.
I am a pervert, but not about you.
I'm also a pervert. You've seen my porn.
You know, if you are a respectful pervert, that's...
Nyack.
Classic pervert.
That is your turn.
For the vintage shit.
Again, the hollowness in your eyes.
Just... A real fucking classic perv, y'all. Dude, like, a fucking perv from the old school.
I'm going to do a somersault and an army crawl, unnecessary, and shoot my two arrows at Verlis. But I'm doing that, like, from behind my brother's dead body. Like, yeah, as if it's, like, a rampart or something. Wow. All right, so that's a 25 and a 21 to hit.
Those both hit.
26 damage.
Nyack, finish Verlis.
Yeah!
Yes!
Wow. So two arrows pierce him, and then I grab him by his neck as if he, like me one day previously, was a kitten. And I toss him onto the plant growth, the spike growth. And I say, and everyone thought it wasn't going to do shit.
You would actually, sorry, Nag, you might actually have to sort of shove him across so that he moves across it. Otherwise.
Okay. I drag his body over the spike growth.
Please. No. Oh, God. Oh, this porn is so tasteful.
Can I leave him on that and heal my brother too?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, I did that with no spell slots.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Nyack, as you grate Verlis across these thorns like a block of cheddar cheese.
Sharp.
The ruby light inside his face grows brighter and spreads as more cracks form throughout his body. As this happens, the apartment begins to rumble and your vision blurs. When it refocuses, you realize you're seeing two scenes at once. In your left eye, you see Verlis in the apartment. And in your right, you see his crystal prison in the real world. Both Verlis and the crystal convulse as condensed ruby light starts to bleed from their wounds. And then, through pained laughter, one last time, you hear him speak.
I really thought you were my guys. We could have totally revolutionized the game.
Again, it's so vague, everything you're pitching.
Yeah.
You weren't ready for my big ideas.
There honestly isn't a big idea.
Yeah.
Even for being the idea guy, I don't think you had one.
It's galaxy brain big. Remember that meme?
Revolutionizing is not an idea. It's the idea to have an idea of something new.
You're just not cool enough to get it. But trust me, this is far from over. I may be defeated, but there are other aspects out there, and they have actual skills and talents. Good luck, my champion. Good luck.
His laughter turns to a wretched scream, which rings in your ears. The apartment shakes violently. Then both Verlis and the crystal shatter. And Onyx, as this happens, the laughter and the voices fade away. And for the first time in years, you hear no whispers.
Wow, the clarity of mind.
Verlis has been defeated. But for whatever reason, your minds remain in the vision of your apartment. Everyone give me an insight check.
That's one.
I actually got a 19.
19?
Let's go with that. I got an 11.
Onyx, with a 19, you realize that with Verlis gone, you are in control of this reality now. You can stay here for as long as you need before returning to the real world.
Oh, I can control this reality if you all want to stay and take a long rest before we go back to the periphera.
I wouldn't mind a quick nap under my hammock.
Yeah, I'm about to be dead.
Oh, yeah. Have we healed Jens?
Oh, I think Nyack brought me back up.
Can I, if this is my reality and I can make it anything I want, can I imagine that Jens is at full health?
Absolutely. Yeah. Time doesn't seem to work here the way it does in the real world. This is kind of like a reflection of your perfect reality. You can do whatever you want here for as long as you want. But like once the vision fades, it will fade forever. You're basically coasting off of the last of Verlis's magic.
I will cling to this vision for as long as we need to get healthy again.
Awesome. So you all heal up. You take a long rest. Anything else you do while you're in the apartment?
I think Jens does that thing where he's being a good guy, but being like really extra about it. Like he pulls out his crystal and he takes a video and he's like, I just wanted to say to all my followers and everything that Onyx here has been hearing voices, and Verlis was saying that she was his champion, but really she's our champion. Like and subscribe.
Double tap okay. That for sure, brother.
You guys can go ahead and double tap that.
For the first time in my entire social career, I share Jens's post from his actual account.
Oh my
on
God.
My fucking
That's
main feed.
Social work.
Holy shit.
That's a true post, brother. Refresh.
Jens now has one of those very self-serving accounts that's like, share some positivity, but it's like monetized. Yeah.
Monetized
positivity.
And use my coupon code.
I also pivot.
Jens Lindell's monetized positivity.
I stop selling stereotypical stuff and I do all monetizing positivity posts.
Now that's a revolution.
That's a big idea.
The big idea with Onyx.
What's the big idea?
Jens, you see blogs everywhere pick up your post under titles like, the Prince Pricker is back, and he's got some big ideas about positivity.
Wow.
Jens, you have revamped your image. You are no longer the Prince Pricker. You are Jens Lindell, positivity engineer.
Whoa. I'm such a good guy.
I fucking love you for taking what was supposed to be coming around as a better person, a redemption arc, and twisting it in the wrong direction.
it's baby steps. It's still good for Jens, ultimately.
So are you ready to wake up from this mental apartment?
Yes. If we have done our long rest, it is time to wake up.
Cool. Yeah, you take a long rest, you hang out in the apartment for a day, you watch some Home Improvement, and then you are ready to get back to the real world. So when you re-enter reality, you all kind of jump up. You realize that at some point your bodies had laid down. It seems like you took a long rest in real life as well. You see Gorlo stood watch over you and made sure that nothing happened while you were in this chamber.
Are you okay? I thought maybe you were in comas or something. I didn't want anything to happen to you.
Appreciate it, Gorlo.
Hey, no problem.
Now we're even.
If it's cool with you, I'm gonna rule this realm now, if that's all right.
I don't know if you've been vetted for your political beliefs, but okay.
It's cool with me.
There's ultimately nobody here but shitty crystal pigeons, so...
Yeah, I was just gonna, like, boss the pigeons around, if that's okay.
Yeah,
as long as you leave us alone.
All right, here's my number in case you want to, like, hang or something.
Nyack tears it up really theatrically.
Yeah.
That's fair, I did try to attack you a lot. I killed that mage, though.
I make a video entitled, This Intern Became CEO After an Unbelievable Uplifting Story.
Again, it's just everything you touch is gold now. You spin it into a viral masterpiece.
We're really making a difference, gang.
So as Gorlo departs to, I guess, kick some pigeons, you are left to sift through the big pile of pastel shards that you see on the ground. Why don't y'all make a perception check for me real quick?
Shout out to the two crew.
18.
19.
19 and 18. Jens, you and Onyx bonk each other in the head as you both notice something simultaneously.
Ow, fuck. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. I will get out of your way.
No, it's okay. I'm a good guy now.
I know. That's why I'm getting out of the way.
That was really cool.
It's fine. I really aggressively say that it's fine. No, it's fine. We're friends. And that's what friends do. They fucking knock heads.
So as you're rubbing your heads, you look amidst all of these shards, and you see something that kind of shines with a different sort of light. It's a small silvery orb, and it swirls with this cloud-like texture.
Okay, I pick it up.
You pick it up, and despite being solid to the touch, you find that it's deceptively heavy. Give me an Arcana check.
I only got an 8. However, I am wondering if I could replace the crystal in my flail with this.
Whoa. Okay, all right.
Because it was Verlis who was controlling me.
Yes, it was. And as you're staring amidst this big pile of crystalline waste, you do not feel Verlis's pull anymore. All of your power is coming directly from your social sorcerer abilities, from your speaking stone. But as soon as you hold this orb, you don't feel Verlis's power. You feel the heart of Verlis's power. And when you go to stick it into your flail, you feel another presence. As soon as it enters your flail, you are surrounded by thick, swirling tendrils of silver fog. It feels like you're in the eye of an arcane storm. And at the center of the storm, you see a figure. They're clad in ornate robes, and on their hands and feet, you see living shackles made of the same swirling material as the fog. They lift their head, and through flowing silver locks, you see eyes that gleam with the deep twilight purple of the cosmos. Give me an insight roll.
Okay. Shout out to the two crew.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Onyx, even with the two, you know one thing.
Okay.
This is Nadas, the god of sages and starlight.
Oh, Nadas, it seems as though you are imprisoned. Do you need the assistance of a champion?
You've come.
Yes.
Listen. I don't have much time. He'll notice we're speaking before too long. Please, you must just listen to me.
Okay, I shut up.
Thank you, that's very respectful. When you touch the orb, you connect it to my soul. For you see, the orb that you're holding contains the essence I once gave to Verlis. Most of its power has been consumed, but it will recharge over time. Please, I implore you, use my essence and continue your mission. Destroy the crystals so that Nalar can never use them.
Destroy all of the Ganorak crystals?
Yes.
Okay, I promise a woman from the moon like me will bring honor to your starlight.
You see it brighter than anyone. That's why I made your moon.
You made Pollux?
Of course. It was originally my pool house.
Who are you worried about knowing? Wow, okay, wow, very ritzy, very impressive. Who are you worrying about hearing us talk? Is it Nalar?
To even say their name would alert them to our presence.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
They've trapped me here, and I'm risking so much by even talking to you.
Can I, real quick, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to hold it out as an option. I'm going to take the wish BB in my hand and hold it out to Nadas.
Whoa. I was so sure it was going to be the terrarium, but that's a solid move.
The crabster.
I think I am like, I am not going to like chuck the BB at them, and I'm not going to say like what I think they should do with it. I'm just going to... hold it out.
You see, at first they see this BB and they recoil, but then they look at it, their eyes kind of analyzing it. You see like glimmering starlight in their eyes as they analyze this construction.
Ooh, is it like a hacker's like
yeah.
scroll? Yes. Okay, cool.
You see fucking Matrix code.
Hackers is backers.
Wow, this is really cool.
I'm in. You see they analyze it, and after a moment they go, this is ingenious. Who made this?
My mother, who also benefited from your wonderful pool house. It's yours if you want it, but I can also bring it back with me and commit myself to destroy the Ganorak crystals. But if you have use for it, it is yours.
You'll need every advantage you can in the days to come. Here, it's not much, but I give you this. And you see, they pop the BB in two, and from their fingertips, a little bit of this silver essence flows out and into the BB, and then they seal it back and levitate it over to you.
I take it very carefully, and I say, if you have even just a little bit of strength left, I could really go for some silver locks myself. I'm just saying. It might be just the advantage I need.
I think that would be a real kick-ass look on you.
Thank you so much. I will do anything for you.
No, I'm afraid that you must go.
Okay, if you have time for one more question.
Of course, while I'm dyeing your hair.
How should I destroy the Ganorak crystals? Keep in mind I have two brave, brave soldiers and warriors at my side that I am biologically related to.
Nyack and Jens are doing TikTok dances outside of this.
We're dancing to end war.
Oh, it's so impactful. It's so important.
I'm one step behind Jens.
I feel a bond even beyond triplethood forming within you all.
We are one person, yes.
The only way to destroy the Ganorak crystals is by placing them once more in the forge of their creation. The lathe at the top of this tower you find yourself in. Once my divine cohorts and I gathered there, it is the source of all things, the source of all magic in this world, and it can be the source of new beginnings, if you so will it.
I will it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Onyx.
Can I give you anything to help your safety going forward?
You've given me hope, and that's more than enough.
Okay, I will leave for your safety. I don't mean to be abrupt, but I will leave now and I will destroy these crystals.
Thank you. And if you encounter Nalar again, please tell him I said I'm sorry.
Okay. I will pass along this message.
As you say that, the swirling fog dissipates around you, and as it does, it sucks up into your hair, which is now a beautiful platinum white.
Oh my goodness, middle triplet sister. You are the silverback.
Sorry, too much time in the apartment. I had to dye my hair.
I'm talking to my phone. You know what? Sometimes your friends will just like get milky-eyed and stand still for like 5 minutes. And then when they're done in their weird little demiplane, they come back and their hair is different. And you need to just accept that. People are beautiful.
Nyack is filming Jens, filming himself.
I smack both of their phones out of their hand, which is a carnal sin to Onyx, who loves her phone.
Whoa.
We cannot commit this to video. We must destroy all of the Ganorak crystals. I met Nadas, and they asked me to do this, and so I will. Also, they gave me
a super-powered Butterfinger BB. This one does not get eaten.
Nyack looks directly at Jens to see if he's impressed.
I nod like it's okay to be impressed. Yes, it's a wish BB from
awesome.
A god.
It is awesome, brother.
Yeah, it is. It's
very
great.
Cool. And I'll try to get one too someday, brother. Give me a Ganarak crystal. I'll destroy it right now.
I give him a Ganarak crystal.
I squeeze my hand around it really, really hard.
Yes, do we just squeeze it hard or what?
Nyack stomps on a crystal.
Give me a strength check.
I could look to see what I add to that, but I rolled a 3, so I know it's pretty bad.
Oh, wait, a nat 3?
A nat 3.
Dude.
Just like the triplets that we are.
3 in honor of the triplets. That's so that's kind of like a nat 20 to us.
Shout out to the triplets, baby. Nyack, you go to squeeze the crystal and you realize it was just another worm and not actually the crystal.
Oh no, with a 3, did I kill the worm? I hope not.
You've killed that worm.
You were not even strong enough to kill the worm.
All right, I toss it.
Oh, the worm is fine.
Do you want me to put him in a terrarium and you can study his movements?
No, don't worry. I think I got it. I do the worm again. I'll do a performance check.
Oh no.
That's a 10.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Technically the worm, buddy.
Middling, wriggling.
All right. Awesome. So you have communed with Nadas. They have kind of reaffirmed your mission. They've told you where to go.
It was almost like a spiritual DM. Like direct message.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. You did a celestial slide into their cosmic DMs.
So the crystals can be destroyed in this tower?
With the lathe.
Should we climb up?
Yes, we should make speed to the lathe.
I will follow you, Jens, who will be following Onyx.
I'm following Jens.
We walk in a circle.
I was gonna lead from the middle, if that's okay.
And that actually really encapsulates our dynamic, yes.
Okay. I'll take the middle and I'll just shout orders if that's okay with everyone. Nyack, you watch my back. Onyx, you watch my front.
With glory, brother.
And I want you to know that if either of you dies, I won't be as sad as if I myself died, but I will be sad.
On that, we can relate.
And that's where we'll end our session.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Huge turnaround.
Wow. Growth.
That's growth, baby.
Oh, boy. Ah, goodness, y'all. What a session. Great work. You beat the shit out of your apartment. How cathartic is that?
That
it
really
was
feels
fun.
Good.
I knew that attacking the furniture did end up being correct, but I definitely thought, like, oh, we're supposed to be, but I was just like, I'm never going to get a chance to just whack furniture again. Hell yeah,
just,
I'm going to fucking wail on furniture.
On the floor.
It is true. I had to look up what the stats were for furniture. It was very tricky, but it was fun. Hey,
you're going to tell us the stat of every single piece of furniture on the short rest, buddy. Do not spoil that ottoman for us. Okay.
Painstakingly detailing the stats of every single item of furniture. Yeah, we're going to do chase lounges. We're going to do...
Hit us up for stat chat on the short rest. I'm going to be walking you through all the stats. Patreon.com/nadpod if you want in. That is for the short rest. Now is for shout outs. I would like to give one to Henry A. for the D&D Beyond subscription I used for this adventure, Trevor Lyon for producing, and Daniel Ramos for sound mixing and music. You can find Trevor on Twitter at LyonAtLarge, and you can find Daniel on Instagram at Dr. Schubert or at DanielRamos.com. Also, thank you so much to Jens Christian T for composing some of the music you heard in this episode. Jens was also trapped in a crystal until recently, and now they're free to bestow their music upon the world. So thank you to the heroes that freed them.
Congrats and welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you most of all to my nieces and nephews for playing this little game with me.
Thank you, Dunkle.
Thanks, Dunky.
Oh, what a treat and a pleasure. This is really what Dunkles are all about. They take you to an abandoned apartment and let you beat the shit out of some furniture.
That's right, baby.
That was dangerous, Dunkle.
It was condemned. It's fine.
Thank you for letting your nieces and nephews get out their energy.
Let's all go get tetanus shots as a treat.
Yeah.
You can find all of us on Twitter, at CHMurph is Murph, at EAxford is Emily, at Jake Hurwitz is Jake, and at Caldy is me. You can also tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD, that's NADDPOD.
We are
the youth of the nation.
We are
the youth of the nation.
Terrible. Woo.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
It's the end of the show, everybody, and that means we need to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders.
Y'all so sweet.
Starting with Jeffrey S., Andrew M., Beardman Dan, Brad D., Cutter W., and Danielle the Dastardly Dame Treasure Hunters, who are now after Onyx's legendary Divine Wish BB. They plan on using it to wish for more Wish BBs, which seems cheap, but I'll bet the DM would allow it.
And of course, we got Danny P., Dylan B., Elena C., Haldor Frostback, Steelbreaker, and John S. Schubert, the Mushroom. Trinivalian conspiracy theorists who are convinced that the world is actually a sphere. They spend all day on Trinstagram posting about the circle Earth theory.
Jordan DJ, Scott D, Adam R, mixologist Michael McD, Balnor's Boy, and Jibe G, the new staff at Lumiere Vineyards. Thanks to Onyx's Trinstagram earnings, they all get full benefits, paid vacations, and as much chicken wine as they can drink. Coincidentally, Blavin has applied over 300 times.
Justin I, Elena M, Jacob C, Danielle R, and Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, and TJM the Gnome Barbarian. Fellow collectors of vintage elven pornography, they recently formed a club called Phase Gone Wild and have invited Nyack to join multiple times.
Destin C, Trele the Crayfay, Sergio Salazar, Solomon, Zacharias de Sequani, Kelvin Noodles, and Michael L, a hive of lesser demons who actually have been living in the floorboards under the triplets apartment. They emerge every night to feed on the dreams of Team 22 and also to steal their Triscuits.
Rude. Richard X Machina, Trash the Traveler, Jory S, and Ryan, hairstylists who use the power of Nadas to give people stylish platinum-haired makeovers. They can also heal wounds and stuff, but honestly, the pay is way worse.
Troy McSee, Mike H, Nicholas C, Sam L, and Samuel B, pieces of sentient furniture that were horrified by the events that unfolded in Team 22's apartment and are currently hiring a moving company to transport them to Jens' apartment so they can challenge the trio to a duel.
Zolo Dolo, Austin M.R., Gage M., Colton B., Curtis S., and Jens Christian T., the makers of Batty Go Bye Bye, a spray that helps keep your shower free of mold, mildew, and chaos demons.
Matthew E., Andrew B., Reese and S., Eric and Andrea B., Kaylee Elise, and Jordan L., Blavin's favorite bartenders at his favorite Ruby Tuesdays, and yes, you guessed it, his favorite Ruby Tuesdays is at an airport.
Matt M., Barnesinator, CC Lulu, Jared E., Jay, and Talith X. Jen's Dance Squad. They were called One Man Show because Jen's named them and still has not acknowledged that anyone else was in the dance troupe.
Christopher B., Dana G., Joe McG., Persephone, Aiden RH, and Austin C., the makers of Belly Chain. It functions very similarly to Keychain, but instead of taking a spell slot to activate, you just have to say Virginia Beach.
Shanoa B., Eric G., Aaron S., Lucas B., Luke H., and Timmy R., the hardworking carpenters whose labor was absolutely wrecked and disrespected by both Verlus and Retrieval Team 22 as they tried to destroy Verlus.
Zach C., Devin W., Michelle O., Dan, and Calum L., the social media managers that manage social media manager Onyx. So many managers just to push mediocre posts selling suspect products.
Omri M, Maxwell C, Mike K, Stephen C, and Nikki W, a pastoral family of moonicorn herders who all know too well the distinct call of a moonicorn in heat.
Grace G, Karen T, Shane B, Kevin M, Mateo C, and Raul N, the Verlexerminators, a crew of pest removal experts who will come to your studio apartment and shake any mad gods out of your couch, sink, or toilet.
Maribel the Kitty Morphing Gnome, Angel B, Esme M, I Am the Atlas, Michael C, and Nicholas P, Jen's fellow positivity monetizers. They hold a How to Better Yourself and Enact Change seminar once a month for underprivileged youth for the low, low price of $1,000 per ticket.
Robert F., Kristen P., Atticus C., Casimir the All-Knowing, and Meta Amps. The Wish BB Bays, a team of dancing cheerleaders who shoot t-shirt cannons full of Wish BBs into the crowd at every Trinivalian basketball game. The recklessness with which they dole out wishes has completely unwoven the fabric of reality.
Chris R., Michael K. M., Panama James, Nathaniel P., and Nick B., trolls of Onyx's Trinstagram, who constantly demand new pictures of Jens. They may or may not be paid by Jens Positivity Shell Company.
Nick L., Jack L., YGREC32, Temporal, Burly T., and Christian A., the cleanup crew who had the unfortunate task of tidying up the apartment after Verlis tore it up. It's going to take a long time to get the cockroaches out of the sink and the stink of chaos out of the couch.
J. Dragonborn, Jonathan O., The Red Rain, and Drew Nasty, the venture capitalists who invested in Verlis's big ideas before he was unceremoniously killed in a dream bathroom. They've pivoted and are now investing in dream bathrooms.
KJ, Joseph A., Hordofo, and Dave H., like Jens, Onyx, and Nyack, this crew is also triplets, even though they aren't related, don't look alike, and there are four of them.
Feldanus, Grant, Adrian the Halfling Bard, Eric B., John H.N., and Adam G., the team of plumbers that came over to fix Jens's toilet after Nyack shot it with a bow. Onyx promptly asked them to move in and informed them that rent was optional.
New York, Nick W., Ryan W., Axel A., Stephanie Ku, and Christian S., a group of elves joined in a civil suit against a probiotic tea Jens is currently hawking on Trinstagram. If they win, Jens is liable to never receive his ad money, so let's all cross our fingers on it.
David T., Catherine S., Shadow, Ben A., and Douglas A., the group of mechanics at the shop where Jens's car is allegedly being fixed. They receive a very confusing weekly call from Nyack demanding that they speed up the work on his big baby brother's Porsche and have learned that the best thing to do is ignore it.
Nathan, Big Bad John, Brittany B., Emilio D., and Frankie Koala. Hair models at Ron's barbershop. A little excessive since Ron only does two styles of haircut, the mullet or the bowl cut, but they do a good job of showing all the angles.
Keith K., The Undead Incinerator, Felix F., David K., and Pipes H. Quintuplets. Wow, the only thing better than triplets is quintuplets. Quadruplets are also pretty good. One heart, one mind, one soul.
Richard JM, Aston S., Cody C., Fatty Daddy 187, Joe Mick M., and Christina B., a team of doctors who looked at Nyack's parasite. After spending a lot of time with both parasite and host, they're still having a hard time deciding who to save.
Marlo E., Raphael O., Sir Cadvan, the Sandrian, Chanel M., Depressed Demon Hunter, and Patrick B., a group of gnomes organizing a techno-mech orgy. They're aiming to build a mech so giant that dozens of people can fornicate in its closed fist. Godspeed, heroes.
And Godspeed to all of you. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you to all of our listeners, all of our Patreon subscribers, and of course, our Council of Elders. We will catch you guys next time.
Bye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.